New York Times reporter says Steele P tape doesn't exist. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on March 11, 2022. New York Times reporter Matthew Rosenberg said the infamous P tape from Christopher Steele's anti-Trump dossier doesn't exist, according to the latest video released by Project Veritas. Rosenberg mentioned something that involved CIA and NSA before saying he believes the P tape does not exist. It involved the CIA and NSA. It involved Trump and involved that ridiculous, like, P tape, which of course doesn't exist, Rosenberg allegedly says on the video. Rosenberg also criticized his co-workers at the New York Times during the second video released by Project Veritas. Similar to his quotes from the first video released by Project Veritas, Rosenberg again criticized his co-workers at the New York Times, this time drawing attention to their terrible writing skills. "They're not the clearest thinkers, some of them, neat writers," Rosenberg said. "You'd be amazed. There's some people who just can't write very well." The undercover Project Veritas asked Rosenberg which New York Times writers cannot write well, to which he responded, "Like a lot of my colleagues." After the reporter asked for specific names, Rosenberg called out Times reporter Adam Goldman. "Adam, Goldman. Goldman's a terrible writer, no, he's a really good reporter and editors do a lot of the writing for him, he's a terrible writer," he said. Rosenberg also said Goldman is just not good at conceptualizing things and added that he is not good with words. Rosenberg also touched on the ongoing lawsuit between the New York Times and Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe, noting that it was a fuck-up for the Times. "That was a fuck-up. We may well lose that one," Rosenberg said. Rosenberg said the New York Times is a part of a culture where everybody thinks they know best. "So, if our broader culture is in a moment where everybody thinks they know best, that's gonna end up reflecting itself. We're part of that culture," he said. "I don't think they consciously are aware of these opinions. Like, you know, you inhabit the world you live in." Rosenberg spoke candidly about the alleged Ivy League, elite, and privileged worldview that many of the Times employees embody. He claimed that his younger colleagues, who come from a lifetime of private schools, have gone through a certain amount of indoctrination. He pointed to the concept of microaggressions as an example of indoctrination, noting that the idea is something normal people don't think about at all. "I mean, there are people in the company who know. There's like they are not necessarily the reporters, but we do have younger colleagues who like, if you come at us from a fancy Ivy League school, been in private school your whole life, there's a certain amount of indoctrination that's going on. It's subtle, but you don't realize it. And like the mere concept of microaggression. Somebody that's like, among normal people, they don't think about it all." Continuing to call out his younger co-workers, Rosenberg called them a small group of these elite who are basically bullies and seemingly disconnected from the real world due to their elevated social media presence. "So, you've got a small group of these elite that, basically they're bullies, you know, kind of privileged. I think this is where the social media piece comes into it. Personalities that would have been considered toxic in most places that would have been shunned, kind of been elevated by social media because you lose the context of what they've done, and you lose. You know, if somebody is behaving the way they behave on Twitter in an office of 40 people, there are going to be social repercussions for that. There's not on Twitter. You got a hallelujah chorus cheering you on." He also talked about how the very vocal, loud minority that dominates social media has harmed the New York Times' overall readership and reputation. "They're not the majority, but they're a very vocal, loud minority that dominates social media, and therefore has this hugely outsized influence. So, here we are," he said. The Project Veritas reporter asked Rosenberg how that group influences the Times. And he said, "I think we're alienating more subscribers than we're getting out of this shit." Rosenberg explained that he believes the Times subscriber base does not like to be constantly told they're awful people all the time. He even admitted that the really woke kind of racial stuff really bugs Times subscribers. "They don't think a world in which everything is defined by their racial identity is a good idea," he said.